Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
So we've all been looking at our iPhones and iPads, wondering when we can finally get that game Nintendo's been teasing us about. Well, the moment has arrived, hot off the presses, a release date and price tag.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York, and we've known for a while now that Nintendo would launch a game for iPhones and iPads. We've been waiting anxiously. We knew it would be unveiled in December, and now we finally have the official details. Nintendo announced that the first official Mario game for iOS, called Super Mario Run, will be released in time for the holidays on December 15th, and an in-app purchase of $9.99 will unlock the full game. Let's get the latest. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So Nintendo's on a little bit of a roll lately. Pokemon Go exploded this summer. Everyone's waiting with bated breath for the Switch console. So while we wait, here comes Super Mario Run. Now, is this game reminiscent to the Mario games we're used to, or how will it be different?
This is a new game, and it's a runner game. So you're the character sort of running across the screen. And, you know, you're jumping, and it's familiar to any Mario fan, but it is a new game, and it's certainly for a size of the screen that we're not used to. So it should be interesting.
And, you know, $10, though, for a mobile game, that's a little steep. Do you think that's a challenge, or do you think gamers will be game?
I did speak to some analysts on this matter, and certainly we're talking about a huge IP, and there definitely will be a large number of people who are going to pay for it. But it is on the higher end. Most paid games cost a little bit less. It costs 99 cents or $1.99. Probably one of the most popular paid games for a long time now has been Minecraft Pocket Edition. And that, I believe, is only $7.99. Heads Up, the game Heads Up, is another popular one. That's $1.99. So, Minecraft Pocket Edition is $6.99. So the ones that cost above 10 are mostly games from Square Enix. Those do go in the $15 to $20 range, but they're definitely the exception, not the norm. Most are in the 99 cent, $1.99, a couple of dollars more than that range. So it is definitely on the high end.
Now, this $10, I read some conflicting reports, and I'm wondering if you can clarify, because some gamers seem to think that you pay the $10, you're good. You don't have to pay any more for those additional perks or whatnot. What do we know?
What we know is in the fine print of the app listing on the Apple's App Store, when you could do the notify button to get to let you know when the game is coming out. If you look at the fine print, it does seem to suggest that they will be selling items within the app. Now, these aren't items you necessarily need. You don't need these items to play the game. They will be most likely cosmetic. But that is a possible new way that additional way that Nintendo would generate income from this game. It's also possible, you know, maybe 6 months from now or a year from now, Nintendo will want to add additional content to the game. Will that be free, or will Nintendo ask for more money? It's not entirely clear exactly how specific the one-time payment is. So it could be it's one-time payment for what you get now when the game comes out in a few weeks. But who knows what will happen down the road.
Right. And do you think that this is a sign that Nintendo's finally committed to the smartphone space? Because it kind of took them a while.
Well, look, Nintendo's been committed to it, arguably, since it announced that it was going into the space with plans to have five games out. But we haven't seen Fire Emblem or Animal Crossing yet. So a little bit of question mark as to what that will entail. But it's early days, and I can't imagine that they would retreat from it so soon.
Right.
We really don't have much out there, just Miitomo, which is not even a game. So it's not really, we're not at a point where we can say whether or not it's even a wise investment on Nintendo's behalf, because we haven't really given it a chance to get out there yet. So we'll have to wait and see how many people download this game and pay for it, and how the other apps do, how Animal Crossing and Fire Emblem do.
Very good. Sarah E. Needleman, thank you as always.
Okay, my pleasure.
Great. Once again, we've been speaking to the journalist Sarah E. Needleman. She is a tech reporter for the Journal and is always covering the latest in gaming. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.